Монголын дуу хоолой радио ярьж байна.
The Voice of Mongolia in English is speaking. Сайн байна уу? Welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, the capital city of Mongolia. This half-hour transmission can be heard in Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. You can also visit our website at www.vom.mn/en and listen to an online version of our daily broadcast. Hello, welcome to the Voice of Mongolia in English. I'm your host, Autumn Chimik, and today we are going to present the daily news first. And after the musical break, we'll be back with a regular mailbox program, which is our listeners' favorite program. So keep listening until the end. Here is the news. Respects paid to the statue of Genghis Khan. On November the 5th, Prime Minister Mr. Oyung Irden, Speaker of the State Great Parliament Mr. Jandan Shatter, members of Parliament and the Cabinet, Capital City Governing Body and laureates of the Order of Genghis Khan paid respect to the statue of Genghis Khan. On the occasion of the birth anniversary of the great Genghis Khan, the National Pride Day, which falls on the first day of winter, according to the Mongolian lunar calendar, laureates of the Order of Genghis Khan and top state officials annually pay respects to the Khan's statue. As for the President of Mongolia, he arrived in the country on the next day following his participation in the World Leaders Summit held during the UN Climate Change Conference taking place in Glasgow, UK. Per the decree of the President of Mongolia issued on January the 9th in 2012, it was decided to officially declare Genghis Khan's day of birth as National Pride Day based on the conclusion of a corresponding working group as well as the suggestion received from the Mongolian Academy of Sciences. State Secretary meets outgoing Cuban ambassador. Secretary of State of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Ang Baer, had a meeting with Ambassador of the Republic of Cuba to Mongolia, Mr. Raul Delgado Concepcion, upon his completion of tenure in Mongolia. During the meeting, the sides reviewed the current state of Mongolia-Cuba relations and discussed ways to further expand and strengthen cooperation. State Secretary Ang Baer praised the ambassador's contribution to the development of Mongolia-Cuba relations and wished him success in his future endeavors. Expressing his satisfaction with the Mongolia-Cuba friendship, the ambassador underscored that he has worked closely with the Mongolian people during his tenure of 5 years in Mongolia. Deputy Speaker meets Russian media representatives. The Forum of Mongolian and Russian Media Organizations under the theme Friendly Neighbors, Conversation Without Borders was co-organized by the Union of Mongolian Journalists and the Rossotrudnichestvo Agency of Russia in Ulaanbaatar City. Deputy Speaker of the State Great Parliament, Head of Mongolia-Russia Parliamentary Group Ms. Odontoya, received the Russian media representatives attending the forum. In her remarks, Deputy Speaker Odun Toya expressed her pleasure for those journalists from the two countries who have gathered to determine their further direction of cooperation in the period of time when two countries are marking the 100th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Mongolia and the Russian Federation. The counselor of the Embassy of the Russian Federation in Mongolia, the head of Rasatrudnichstvo Mongolia, the director of Russian Center of Science and Culture in Mongolia, the vice president of Union of Mongolian Journalists, the executive director of the union and other officials attended the meeting. Mongolia receives essential medical supplies from South Korea. Mongolia received 19.4 tons of medicine and medical equipment from South Korea, according to the head of the operative staff of the State Emergency Commission, Colonel Mr. Oğunbayır. The medicines and medical devices include products such as antibiotics, syringes, and blood thinners. Due to the temporary closure of Erlian China's border checkpoint, the import of medicines and medical equipment has been halted. In particular, 37 flights of 17 suppliers are now in delay at Erlian checkpoint, whilst 21 flights of 14 organizations are at the Tianjin port as of October the 28th, and relevant organizations are taking measures to immediately import essential medicines and medical devices. The health organizations, the Ministry of Road and Transport Development, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the operative staff, and the State Emergency Commission are jointly taking measures of receiving essential medical equipment in phases. More essential medicine and medical devices will be supplied by air transport between November the 5th, 8th, and 10th, reports Colonel Oğunbayır. Chair of Parliamentary Standing Committee on Agriculture visits Kazakhstan. A delegation led by MP, Chair of the Standing Committee on Environment, Food and Agriculture, Mr. Bolor Chotlong, paid a visit to the Republic of Kazakhstan. During their visit, the group held a meeting with the country's Minister of Agriculture, Safaran Omarov, and attended the Kazagro 2021 exhibition of the agriculture and food industry and Kazfarm 2021 exhibition on animal husbandry and meat and dairy industry, where they addressed a celebratory meeting on the 70th anniversary of the creation of Kazakh whitehead cattle breed. They also toured the country's central veterinary laboratory and Kaz beef meat factory. Their representatives concluded their visit with a tour of the Embassy of Mongolia in Kazakhstan and a meeting on Mongolia-Kazakhstan relations, particularly bilateral cooperation in agriculture and veterinary services. That's all for today's daily news. Now let's have a musical break.
Sungguh jenata hamba serba akhir sentir hati.
Please welcome back. Here we are ready to start today's mailbox program. So let's start reviewing the emails which we have received during the last week and hope you enjoy it. Well, the first email is from Shivendu Paul from India, and let me read what he wrote in his letter. Greetings from India. I'm Shivendu Paul, West Bengal, India's regular listener of Voice of Mongolia. On 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th of October at 900 to 930 UTC on 12085 kHz, I listened to your programs. On 25th of October was a popular mailbox program. It is the most popular program of Voice of Mongolia. Thank you for reading my email letter in the last mailbox program. On 26th of October was talk about Mongolian medicinal plants. On 27th of October talks about snow leopard and different research programs related to snow leopard saves Mongolia. Snow leopard trust activities are very nice. On 28th of October, I listened to the Cultural Heritage of Mongolia series program. The entire program was very useful and interesting, and I want to know Mongolian rivers, fishes, cultural heritage related rivers, tourist attractions, lifestyle of rivers, side people of Mongolia in a single or series of programs. I love the Voice of Mongolia radio station. Well, thank you, Shivanda Paul. Thank you for sending reports and kind words. We will do a program about the topics you want to know, but I can't say the exact date because we have already planned our monthly programs, so hope you understand this. So the next email is from Alfred Albrecht from Germany. He sent two emails. In the first one, he said that he listened to our broadcast on November the 4th at 1300 to 1300 UTC on 605 kHz. And he rated the CIMPO code as all four. And in the next email, he wrote that he listened to our broadcast on November the 1st at the same time on 605 kHz. The CMPO code is same as the previous one, and he also noted some words that he listened to on his both emails. Okay, thanks for your reception reports. Hope you keep listening to us and send more detailed reports. So now let me read the next email. This is from Friedhelm Kipra from Germany as well. He listened to our broadcast on November the 4th at 1530 to 1600 UTC on 605 kHz. The CIMPO code that he rated is 45333, and he attached three files in his email. In one of his attachments, he gave some details. For example, he highlighted some of the daily news of that day and what he understood from our programs. In the next attachment, he wrote more about himself, and let me read it. Dear team of the Voice of Mongolia, after bringing my old shortwave radio back to life after 30 years, I want to revive my DX hobby. Broadcasting in particular has been turned upside down in the past. Many radio stations have stopped broadcasting their programs on shortwave, and some have been added. I became a member of the German radio club ADDX and found out about the radio stations' broadcast times and frequencies. Spontaneously, I decided to listen to the broadcast on the Voice of Mongolia. This is how I made myself familiar with your broadcasting schedule. So today, I would like to share my reception results with you. I would be very proud to get a Kuzel card and perhaps to add a sticker from the Voice of Mongolia to my album. Greetings warmly. Alright, thank you for your reception report and hope you keep listening to us and send us more new reports and feedbacks. Okay, the next email that I'm gonna read is from Anand Mohan Bain from India. He wrote in his email that he listened to us on October the 28th at 1200 to 1230 UTC on 605 kHz. He remarked the CMPO code as all four, which means the signal was good on that day, and he also noted some words from the program and also wanted the eQuizel card for his reports. Well, first of all, thanks for your report, and about the eQuizel card, our radio is working on it. The thing is, we can't send any card as we want because of the copyright problems. So it will take time and please wait for it. Anand Mohan Bain. Alright, the next email is from Hans-Ulrich Biener from Germany, and let me read his whole email. I am currently working on the December news columns of the biggest German-speaking shortwave magazine, Radio Courier. So I started listening to the stream of foreign radio programs aired on shortwave service call. When I came across the Voice of Mongolia, I decided to write a reception report. All the more, when I found out that the program is not mentioned on the shortwave schedule you give on the air. I think you should add shortwave service to the schedule you announce. You will probably reach more Europeans via this station than via your direct broadcast because I don't really remember having received your transmissions on 12 megahertz. At least your effort today was not in vain. A QZL card to the address or email above would be appreciated. Well, he listened to our broadcast on November the 6th at 1300 to 1330 UTC on 605 kHz, and he rated the CMPO code as 35444. Well, thanks for your recommendation, and we will tell it to our technical team. Well, this email is from Reginaldo from Brazil, and let me read his short email. Hello, how are you? Greetings from Brazil. Thank you very much in your reply. I'm a listener of station since end of year 18th and begin 19th, Radio Ulaanbaatar. Mongolia is a wonderful country. Also, in your listening on November the 8th and with a read of my email. Thanks, yours sincerely. Okay, thanks for your email and hope you send us more detailed reception report next time, Reginaldo. Well, let me read the next email. This is from Dutch Alvarez from Philippines. Dear Voice of Mongolia, I have been received your station and heard your programs in Mongolian language, our news, information, and Mongolian music. Your station was at 12085 kHz, and you were heard from 930 to 1030 UTC. The signal reception of your station was good, but slightly interference and noise from nearby station or nearby frequency, CNR to China, here in the Philippines. If my reception report of your program was correct, I hope that you will send me a QZL card and sticker. Thank you. Well, thank you very much for your report and hope you keep listening to us and send more reports again. Alright, this is the last email to be introduced. It is from our regular listener, Jayanta Chakrabarti from India. He listened to us on November the 1st program at 900 to 930 UTC on 12085 kHz. The CMPO code as he rated was all 4, and let's continue reading the rest of his email. Dear friends, I'm happy to forward a feedback on your program in English, which I listened on 1st of November on the shortwave with good reception quality. I enjoyed listening to the day's latest news, which covered the important topic of Mongolia's bilateral relations and comprehensive partnership in various fields like economy, technology, trade, and defense, besides cooperation in other fields with Canada, Israel, and Kyrgyzstan. It was also interesting to hear the news on the President of Mongolia, Okhnagin Khurusuk, mentioning about Mongolia's ambitious project of planting 1 billion trees, which will greatly help in the efforts of greenhouse effect and be useful for reducing global carbon dioxide problem. Another interesting report was on the celebration of 30 years of Mongolia's diplomatic relations with Israel and of the amendment to the law on enforcement of court decision and of the 1218 law on the president. It was nice to hear that Mongolia has embarked on natural disaster management with the Russian government. As a great fan of Mongolian music, I enjoyed the two popular songs played in the program. Though I couldn't under the lyrics, the tune and melody were wonderful and very enjoyable. Next, I would like to mention about my favorite program, Mailbox, for which I wait for the full week. This week's Mailbox answered letters from India and Australia. The answer on the late diplomat of Mongolia winning the Nobel Peace Prize was interesting. I would be delighted to have my report verified with a printed QZL card and some postage stamps for personal collection if possible. I will wait for the postal department to resume their services, and I would like to add that listening to the Voice of Mongolia makes my families and my life so much enjoyable because Voice of Mongolia programs have so much to offer to its listeners. Your programs also help in improving my English language skill. With kind regards from India. Well, thank you very much for your reception report and sharing your impression. We are happy to have listeners like you, Jayanta Chakrabarty, and hope you keep being with us for a long time. Alright, we have introduced all the emails which we have received last week. Thank you again to all the listeners who sent us the reports. Without any listener, our radio can't exist anymore, so you guys give us a lot of inspiration to prepare and broadcast our daily programs. Wish you keep being with us, and thank you for listening, and goodbye until the next Mailbox program.
That's the end of the program, which comes to you from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The Voice of Mongolia provides half-hour transmission to Southeast Asia at 900 UTC on 12085 kHz and in Europe at 1530 UTC on 12015 kHz shortwave. Your letters and emails are most welcome with your feedbacks and detailed reception report. Please send them to English Section, The Voice of Mongolia, CPO Box 365, Ulaanbaatar 13, Mongolia, or you can send us an email to vom_en@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. Baishteh!